Okay, today's Daf Chof Dalet. We're on Daf Chof Gimel and Beit by the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Dath School, Ilan Ishmas, Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Shem should have an aliyah. Okay, at the Mishnah. Ezehu tam ve'ezehu muad. What's a tam and what's a muad? Really, that, we know that already. We know what a tam and we know what a muad is. But we know what a tam is. If you're born a tam. The question really is, what's a muad and how do you go back to being a tam? So it says the Mishnah, muad kol shei idubo shlosha yamim. When we warn the ox 3 days, the tam, how does the tam go back to, how does the animal go back to being a tam? Mishiyachzir bo shlosha yamim. When 3 days pass and the animal was behaved. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's vart. It takes 3 days to make you into a muad, and it takes 3 days to make you not into a muad. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Muad she'idu bo shlosha pa'amim. A muad is 3 times. Even in the same day. An ox can become a muad in 1 day. He gores 3 different times, he becomes a muad. Yeah. The tam, how do you go back to being a tam? Kol she'yuhu hatinokos misham shinbo. When the children play with him, with the ox, the ain or no geh, and it doesn't gore them. In other words, they're bothering it, yeah, kids are, and the ox sits there, lets them do it to him, doesn't attack them. Obviously, he has gone back to being a tam.
Even once.
So, according to Meir, he can become a tam, muad, tam, all in 1 day. According to Yehuda, it takes a minimum of 6 days for that to happen. 3 days to become a muad, and 3 days to go back to being a tam. Okay. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that says, that what? That it takes 3 days? Amar Kra, Amar Baya, it's a pasuk. Tamol, right? Right, that says over there in Parshas Mishpatim, right? Onoda kisho nagahu mitmol shilshom, the day before that. So tomol is chad, mitmol is trey, and shilshom is tlasa. 3 days. V'lo yishmerenu bailov, and the bail didn't watch him. Asan l'negicha reviyit. That's why I'm on the 4th. So by number 4, he's already a muad. Rava Amar, no, tomol mitmol chad. Tamal and Mitmal is 1. Shilshom is Trey, 2. V'lo Yishmerenu, and he didn't guard. Ha'idna Chayiv. Now he's Chayiv. Look at the bottom Rashi. B'negicha Shlishis, with the 3rd Negicha, Chayiv Aleha Nezek Shalim. So how many times are you a Muad? How many times are you a Tam according to Rashi? 2. You're a Tam twice, and in your 3rd time you're a Muad. Tosfos says it's impossible Rashi could mean that. It's impossible. He says Rashi himself was chozer on that. And it's not true. What he means is, they're just having a machlokas, had a darshan, the psukim, abayi and rava. No one's changing the din of a muad into 2. Tom is only a tom twice. No one's touching that. Rashi didn't mean that. What he did mean is very hard to understand. He says it in black and white. He didn't mean that. Don't think that. He didn't even mean to think that. He didn't even think to mean that. Right? But even though he said it, he was chosen anyway, Tosva says, and what it means is that's when the shmir is going to kick in on a higher level, and in a chanami, 3 times is still a tam. Okay. Now, the mayor, my taima, what's the mayor's reason? Why does the mayor say that you can have it all in 1 day? Ditanya, I'm a mayor. The mayor says, richok nigichas of chayev. If it takes 3 days for it to happen, kirv negichas and lo kolshkin, can it happen sooner? The kavachomer, no? If it can happen over 3 days, so it can happen in 1 day. Amrulay, so Yehuda answers back, and it's a big machlokas what this answer is. Zava tochiach. The zava will prove that you're wrong. Why? What's a zava? A zava is a woman that has a discharge. Of what is the discharge? Nobody knows. She has a discharge. And the halacha is that it takes 3 days for a woman to become a zava gedola. She has to have a discharge on 3 consecutive days. She has a discharge on 1 day or a discharge on 2 days. She becomes a shomeres yom keneged yom. She has to guard herself for 1 day. But once she has 3 consecutive discharges on 3 consecutive days, she becomes what's called a Zava Gedola. She requires Shivan Akiyim, and she requires a mikvah and a carbon. That's only true, by the way, if this happened during the Yira Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Lenida. Okay, which is, that's from Mesechus Nida. And this is the reason why women, if they see even a drop of blood, they're machmer on themselves to count 7 days, because we're choshesh for this. Okay. Now, Zavu Tochiach, Zavu will prove your Kavachomer doesn't make any sense. You know why? Shericha ka ru'iyasa tmeya. Only time a woman will become a Zavu Gedola is if the Ri'iyos are on 3 days. Kirva Ri'asa, if they're on one, well, she has 3 weeks in 1 day. She wakes up in the morning, she has a Ri'a. Lunchtime, a Ri'a. Before Shkia, now before Shkia, another Ri'a. 3 Ri'as. You know what? Tahora. Now, it's not really true. It's not Tahora. She's called a Zavu Katana. Right, but it means she's not a Zavu Gedola. That's what it means by Tahora. Don't anyone should think that she's Tahar. She's not. But she's not a Zavu Gedola. If it takes 3 days, surely it could take one afternoon. So the Gemara says, so you see, Rav Meir, your Kal Vachomer is faulty. Amalahan, Rav Meir answers back, what are you talking about? That's because there's a Meir in the Pasuk. Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, Vizos Tiyeh Tumaso Bizovo. Vizos. This will be a male Zav. A male also could become a Zav. What's a Zav? It's a discharge. Of what? Nobody knows. So, but whatever it is, a male is different. A male can become a Zav in one afternoon. He has 3 unrelated Re'eos. He can. He can also become like a female, and it could take 3 days. He could have a Re'eo on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it'll work. But what if he has 3 Re'eos on a Sunday? That'll also make him into a Zav. Tala HaKosev es HaZav B'Re'eos. By a Zav, Torah cared about Re'eos. Ves HaZavah B'Yamin. And when it comes to a woman, the Torah was makbid on days. Why, says her mayor? That's what the Torah said. The pasuk. Can't argue on a pasuk. Now, mimai dehai vizos lemeute zava miriyos. How do I know that pasuk tells me that that a woman has to wait 3 full days? Ema, maybe lemeute zav miyamim. Maybe it's here to change the halacha of a man and yamim. In other words, who said that's how the meat's working? That a man is different. Maybe a woman's different. So the Gemara says, no, you can't think that. Amar kra, because the pasuk says, v'hazav es zovo, l'zacha ulanakeva. Right? And the zav will have his flow, l'zacha ulanakeva, like a man and a woman. Makish zacha ulanakeva. The man is compared to a woman. Manakeva biyamim, just like a female. The key is days, af zachar biyamim. So too, by a man, all we care about is days. V'lakish nekeva l'zachar. So why don't we make the hekesh the other way? Ma zachar b'ri'os. Just like a zachar, the key is even 3 ri'os in 1 day. Af nekeva b'ri'os. So too by a female. So you might say, can't think that. Hamir rachmana v'zaus. Torah says v'zaus. Umar ra'es. And what made you pick that one? What made you pick to be b'mayin, a woman and not the man? So the Gemara says, Mistabra, Koi B'Ri'os, the Pasuk's talking about Ri'os. M'mayed Ri'os. It's coming to exclude Ri'os. What does that mean, it's coming to exclude Ri'os? That means that a female cannot become a Zavah Gedola with Ri'os alone. She must have days. Koi B'Ri'os, M'mayed Yomim. The Pasuk is obviously coming to exclude, to be M'mayed, some issue of Ri'os. So we're going to change the Halacha of Yomim? No. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, I can't agree with you, Reb Meir, that you could become a Sharmuad on 3 consecutive days, because I have a Miut by Zava. Says Reb Meir, no, that's a special din by Zava Gedola, and a Zav Gadol. Special dinim, but that has nothing to do with this. So it's a Machlokas. Okay, one holds, Reb Meir holds 3 in 1 day, and Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda holds has to take place on 3 consecutive days. Based on this Gemara, the Torah quotes the Maharami Rattenberg had a minug that on Pesach afternoon, he used to sit down after Pesach afternoon, and he used to say, Mashiv Morin Hatol, he used to say, well, assuming he was an Ashkenaz, whether he said Morin Hatol or not, I don't know, but he would say the bracha there and leave out Mashiv Ruach Morin Hagashem. In other words, it's no longer the winter. Why would he do that? He has nothing else to do on Pesach afternoon, sitting there, right? Open a Haggadah. The reason he did that was because he wanted to make sure that he would not forget what to say in Shemona Esrei. And we know the halacha that if you say it 90 times, then Mishpami said it right.
after 90 times, right? Mustami said it right. So he would sit there and say it 90 times. And that way, if he's davening mincha a chalamoid, he doesn't have to worry. He said it right. Mustami said it right. So he would sit there, it would take him a half hour, an hour, and he would say it 90 times. He would say the whole business, the whole bracha there. He would not say Hashem's name, which is a shailah, because that makes it not ragil, but we'll put that aside. He would not say Hashem's name. And what would he say? He would say 90 times. Right? What was his reason for saying it 90 times? Kal v'chomer. If it works over a 30-day period, so for sure it works in one afternoon. That was his reasoning. What's the shayla on that? What's the kash on that? Right, no, that's the right. Kirv nigichosov, rihuk nigichosov is chayiv, kirv nigichosov lo kolshkin. So for sure it works. And that's what the Rabbi Rottenberg did. And that's quoted by the Mechaber, actually, in Shulchan Aruch, and it's quoted by the Brother Ramah, and nobody argues. Other people, Mepatbek, because of other reasons, not because of this reason. They said, first of all, the Chassam Sofer made it 101 times, because you have Musafs thrown in there, you have Yom Tov Davin Kim, 90 is not enough, has to be over 100. Okay, and there's a shaila about saying Hashem's name. If you don't say Hashem's name, then it's not the same way of davening. And when you do say Hashem's real name, it might be different. Okay, but that's not the key question. The key question is, that's Reb Meir's Kal V'Chomer. We don't hold like Reb Meir. We don't hold like that. We don't hold like this. Reb Yehuda said, you have to say it in three... passage of time is the Iker. Not what? Not incidents. Has to be 3 days. Not all in one day. Who asked that question? Everybody asked that question. The Drisha, the Magen Avraham, the Noda Yehuda, the Marsha. They all ask this question, and they give two answers. The Magen Avraham answers that really, really, both answers have the same answer. Really, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Kal V'Chomer. He agrees with that Kal V'Chomer in theory. He agrees with it. It's a rock solid Kal V'Chomer. The problem is, says the Magen Avraham, just because an animal has three negichos in one day, that doesn't make it into a muad. Why? Because he says maybe it has a ruach shtus. It's a ruach shtus today. Something got into that animal and it's acting wild today. Give the guy a chance. Give the animal a chance. Give him a chance. Maybe tomorrow, the next day, it won't be such a rough shtus. One day already we're going to make this animal to a muad. Can't do that. The Kal V'Chomer, I agree with the Kal V'Chomer in theory. I agree with it in theory. There's a problem here. The problem is the rough shtus. So, you want to sit on Yom Tov afternoon and say Mashiv Ruach 90 times? Go right ahead. I have no problem with that. There's no problem with the Iker Svara. The problem is with the application.
What's going to happen if the next day Maram had a suffix, which one he said?
Oh, so it's a Beferish or Mechaber. If you have a suffix, you're good. You're good to go. Why? Because we assume that you said it.
That's only if it's not a Din Yamim.
What?
That's only if it's not. You're saying.
It's not a Din Yamim. The Svara is a great Svara. But we can't apply it to Shahar Mu'ud because maybe there's a Rosh Tos. So you want to apply it to Mashiv Ruach? Go apply it. If it's going to be what happened? So first thing on if he did it. Now comes Chol HaMoed, 2 days later, 1 day later, Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is, 3 days later, it's certainly Chol HaMoed now, everywhere in the world, and you don't know what you did. You say, we assume you did the right thing. Why? Because you sat there and you did it for an hour. You already read it 101 times.
So according to you, on the second day, if on the first day he did 100 times,
right?
On the second day, he's still, he's a sophic mood, so to speak.
Right.
Is he still
Tom? The animal?
Yeah.
He's still a Tom. Why? It's only 2 days. Could have been yesterday, it was just the Rosh Tos.
That doesn't understand that why in Rav Yehuda,
yeah.
The second day, if you had a suffix, you would.
Rabbi Akiva Eger asked that question. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked that question. I didn't understand his answer. If he asked that question, I'll show it to you afterwards. You could look at it inside and break your head over it later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have a day?
I believe that Rabbi Akiva Eger asked that question. Somebody asked that question here. Rabbi Shimon Shkop, maybe. Second answer is, which was what I guess people were thinking, which is another Rabbi Yehuda, which was, again, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Kal V'Chomer, but he's very, very interested in the Raya from Zava. Misvara, 100% is a good one, but I have a case in the Torah where the Torah didn't agree with that. The Torah said that a Zava requires Yamim. What should I tell you? If you don't have a pasuk like Mashiv Ruach, go right ahead. Now he didn't buy Rameir's answer back. No, it's a miut.
Right? He didn't. And by a zav, we do say it goes by Re'ios, not by yomim. Right? So he was very interested in that. He was very interested in that. In that, he was bound by that miut. He was bound by that miut. What could he do with the miut? The Torah says that by a zava it takes 3 days. Therefore, he was forced to say that. He was forced to say that I can't allow Mashiach Ruach all to be said in one afternoon. I'm sorry, I can't allow a shor to become a mu'ud in one day. Mashiach Ruach, go right ahead. That's why even if you hold, like we do, that it takes 3 days, but Mashiach Ruach, everybody would agree. Okay. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Eizehu mu'ud. What's a mu'ud? Kol she'idu bo shloshi yamim. When there is a warning on 3 days, v'tam and a tam shehu tinogos mimashmashin bo, when the children are playing with the animal, v'ein anageya, and there is no goring. Divrei Reb Yosi. That's Reb Yosi. Reb Shimon Omer muad. You know what a muad is? Kol she'idu bo shalosh pa'amim v'lo shalosh pa'amim. 3 times. By the way, Reb Yosi is the same shita as Reb Meir. Yes, as Reb Meir, and also Shimon argues and says no. It takes 3 times. Kol she'idu bo el shlosha pa'amim v'lo amru shlosh yamim el chazara b'lvad. You can become a muad 3 times. I like agree with Reb Meir, but to go back into a tam, I agree with Reb Yehuda. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Adar Barava, halacha Reb Yehuda b'muad. The halacha is like Reb Yehuda when it comes to a muad. Shari Reb Yosi modelo, because Reb Yosi agrees to that. Halacha Reb Meir b'tam, and halacha like Reb Meir by a tam. Shari Reb Yosi modelo, because Reb Yosi agrees with that. Says Tosfos, you got to see this Tosfos inside. Anok Reb Yosi sfirule. What did we just say? We just said basically he holds like Reb Yosi. So right, I hold like Reb Yosi because of Meir, and I hold like Reb Yehuda because of Reb Yosi, and I hold like Meir because of Reb Yosi. Says Tosfos, v'hadul is an unbelievable Tosfos, a one line Tosfos, such insight. V'hadul ok amar halacha k'Reb Yosi. So why didn't you just say halacha k'Reb Yosi? Why do you say halacha k'Reb Yosi? Mishum denichole leminka tanoi demasnisan. It's an extra opportunity to mention the Tanaim of the Mishnah. You hear this? I say halacha k'Reb Yosi. I hold like a mayor. I hold like a Yehuda. I happen to see that Reb Yosi agrees with both shitas, but I don't want to just cut to the chase. I want to mention Reb Meir's name. I want to mention Reb Yehuda's name. Tanaim Gedolim, unbelievable Tosfos.
That's that. It's unusual because often we ask why is part of the Mishnah like this, part of the Mishnah like
right.
This.
Right. Well, the Gemara is going to ask right now. Amalei Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman. V'leimah hamar halacha k'Reb Meir. B'muad. Why don't you say halacha k'Reb Meir by muad? Shari Reb Shimon modelo. Reb Shimon agrees with him. Halacha k'Reb Yehuda b'stam. Shari Reb Shimon modelo. What about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon by Achai. By Tar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon by Achai. Right? Forgetting about Rav Shimon by Achai. Amalei, anok Reb Yosi Svirulei. Still like Reb Yosi better. You know why? Reb Yosi Nimuku Imo. Because the correctness is with him. So I'd rather say Reb Yosi. Now I just thought the Tosfos was amazing. And he goes out of his way to mention the names of the Tanaim. Okay. Ibai Elohu. You see where Ibai Elohu? You have it by the little gimel? Ibai Elohu. This is not easy. Ibai Elohu. Following question arises. Shloshi Yomim Diktoni. Now that we've said that we hold like Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi, it takes 3 days to make an animal into a muad. Not 3 times, 3 days. Diktoni. That we said 3 days. Le'ayude Torah? Is that to warn the animal? No, you're not warning the animal. You're not telling the animal, don't do that. What this means is it 3 times to inform the owner that your animal has done something 3 times? 3 days, I'm sorry, 3 days. Oh, or liu de gavra. Or is it to warn the owner? To warn the owner. Now Tosfos points out in the Tosfos of I liu de gavra, lo she muad lavra bahasros. Not that we require a muad to violate the warnings. That's not what we mean. Dim king, because if we meant that, lo haya mischayev ad negicha shel chamishis neshek shalim, it would take the 5th time. Why? Because Ella, because after the first time it gores, there was no warning. The animal woke up in the morning, did damage. Nobody warned anybody. Nobody knew. So the Torah says, don't think for a minute we're changing the thing from three to four. We're not changing anything. We're just saying, Ella, la yude shediu b'chol pam shenagach shor v'yishmenu. Just letting you know, your animal is wild. And it's only for shmir purposes. What's a nafkamina? If it's regarding the animal or regarding the owner,
The big nafkamina. The nafkamina is, lamay nafkamina. What's the difference? The difference is as follows. The asu tlasa kite sadi b'chad yoma. Three groups of Edom come in one day. Now, it doesn't have to be, Tosas pointed out, it doesn't have to be three, it can even be one group of Edom. They show up in one afternoon, right? If the reason why, the whole purpose of Muad is to inform the owner that your ox has been a Muad, then he's going to be a Muad. Why? Because let's say what three pairs of Edom are going to come. One's going to say, by the way, last week your animal did damage. Second pair is going to say, yeah, a day after that he did damage again. And the third one's going to say, and a day after that he did damage again. Lo and behold, he's a Muad. But if the whole purpose of a Muad is to give the owner a heads up, give him a pre-warning, lo miyayid. He's not, then in such a case, the animal will not become a Muad. Why not? Meimar amar. The owner is going to say, hashtahu dekamasadibi. Now you tell me? After it happened already, you come tell me? I would have known that he was did damage twice, I would have taken extra precautions. I don't want to Muad him.
In between 1 and 2.
Yeah, in between 1 and 2, in between 2 and 3. You show up all in one afternoon? What?
I would
lock them up better. You can't make it into a Muad now. If you hold this regarding the animal, just to tap the owner on the shoulder, by the way, your animal's a Muad. Then that could happen. This is okay. But if it's to give the owner a heads up, it's not fair. So, Toshma. This is not easy. Ready? We'll try. Well, this Hashma is not so bad. Ein Hashar Nas Muad. Hashar can't be a Muad. Ad Shei Yidibo B'fnei Bailim. It has to be testimony in front of the Bailim. U'B'fnei Bezdin. And in front of Bezdin. Yidibo B'fnei Bezdin. If you informed him in front of Bezdin, V'shalo B'fnei Bailim, but not in front of the owners. Oh, B'fnei Bailim, or in front of the owners, V'shalo B'fnei Bezdin, or not in front of Bezdin. Ein Nas Bo Muad. He doesn't become a Muad. And in case you missed it, he'll repeat it. Ad until Shei Yidibo B'fnei Bezdin, U'B'fnei Bailim. Okay? Which would imply that it's because of the Baal. To give the Baal a heads up. Now, listen to this. Heidu Shnayim B'Rishona. If two Edim come and say, Edu is on the first act, on the first incident. V'Shnayim B'Shniyah. And two Edim come and say, Edu is on the second incident. V'Shnayim B'Shlishis. And now two Edim come and say, Edu on the third incident. Harekad Sholosh Idios. That's considered three separate groups of Edim. Regarding what? Let's say one of the groups turns out to be a psul. Does it passel the other two? No. Doesn't passel the other two. Why should that have anything to do with the other two? There won't be a sharmud anymore because there aren't. There's a running question. The running question is that you don't become a mu'ah until the fourth time. That's the running question here. So what it means is the fourth time. Right? In other words, you don't become a mu'ah until the fourth time. It has only three edim. You need a fourth eight. You need a fourth pair to make a Muad. So, putting that question in suspension and just pretend that it's a fourth time, because otherwise the Gemara, we're not going to move in this Gemara. So, if you undo the one pair, does that affect the other two pairs? No. Will there be a Muad anymore? No. You don't have three Gorings. Okay? But, v'hein edus achas lahazama. But they're only to consider one pair regarding Hazama. Why? Because each pair is integral in turning this ox into a Muad. So regarding Hazama, they're all vital. Therefore, hear what's going on here?
Yes. Hazama has to do with the din and not the action.
Right. Therefore, Nim says, Kari Shona Zomemes, if the first pair is found to be Edim Zomemim, Hare Kanshte Edios. I still have two other pairs. That I didn't touch. Vahu Potter. Right? Who's Vahu? Vahu Potter. The owner doesn't have to pay Nezek Shalem on the third pair. So I don't really have three pairs anymore. But the Hain Peturin. But there is no Kasher Zama. Why? Because we didn't make Hazama on all three pairs. Only on one pair. You hear that? So Hu Potter. Hu Potter. The Hain Peturin. Nimtze's kat shnir zomemes. If the second kat has been found to be zomemin, again, harei kan edus achas, they're only one edus.
So we throw them out. The who potter, the owner now, does not have to pay a nezek shalim. Why? Because there's no mu'ud now. We don't have edus on all three. We only have edus on two. The hain peturin. And they are potter from paying the nezek shalim. Nimzus katshalishis zomemes. If all three, that's what it means, if all three cuts have been found to be zomemen, but before we go on, what would happen if only the third cut was found to be zomemen? The Gemara doesn't mention that case. That's a machlokas in the Achron. What would be? According to some, if the third cut that were found to be, the Yamshal Shlomo says, if the third cut alone would be found to be zomemen, then they would have to pay the full nezek shalim. They would have to pay kasher zan on the full amount. They only give eidus on one event. Why should that be? They only give eidus on one event. All they gave eidus on was, we saw an ox gore. The answer is, of course they knew. Of course they knew. Everybody knows what goes on in Bezdin. Everybody knows, says the Yamshal Shlomo. Everybody knows what goes on in court. Everybody knows what went on the day before. So it's not a secret, right? The Sixth Amendment says everything is public trials. They know. They all know what went on. Yeah. Really? Well, the Masifta Taisha is exactly the opposite way. And not only that, the Rabbeinu Chananel, you don't have to go to something that was published a month ago. You can go to the Rabbeinu Chananel in the Divrei Hamaskil of it's in there. It's in the Divrei Hamaskil of Nimtzes Kat Rishonas Omemes. Yeah. It's clear. Otherwise, the Yom Shalom is writing on nothing. He's writing on something that's in the Mishnah. Also, if you say that it's only the third cut, then the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why? Because Nims is cut, Shlish is Zomem, it's only the third cut? And Kulam Mishalm, Kulam Chayavin? Why was Kulam Chayavin? The first two weren't found to be Zomem. Has to be all three. Anyway, Nims is cut, Shlish is Zomem. If the third cut and the first two cuts were found to be Zomem, everybody's Zomem now. Kulam Chayavin. They're all Chayav to Chip.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Nims is the third set as well.
Right. I knew that. Well. Okay, good. The third set as well, right.
From the record.
If all three sets are found to be Zomim, right, we'll strike it from the record, right. We'll tell the jury as if they never heard it. Kulam Chayavin, they're all Chayav to chip in for the third. The Tams, we're not discussing. Everybody wants to make him a Tam anyway. The key is the second half, the second Chatzin Ezek. That they have to split. They all have to split it up to make up for the second half. V'alzeh ne'emar, and that's why it says, V'asisem lo kasher zamam. Why is that stuck in here? V'asisem lo kasher zamam? Have to tell me that that's the pasuk of Edom Zomim? That's why it says, V'asisem lo kasher zamam. Don't I know that? What's it doing here? This line. No? That's not Akasha? So the Torah Chaim says, because it doesn't say Kasher Higid in the Torah. Kasher Higid, Kasher Hayid. It doesn't say those words. What does it say? Kasher Zamam. What does Zamam mean? We don't really have a translation for that in English. With malice, with intent, right? One Jew tried very hard to make this into a plot. I walked in, I gave Ada some one little incident. What are you doing to me? You're making me chay for the muad? Yes, because it's kasher zamam. The whole plot. We're going to say in a minute where the plot comes from. Okay? That's why the Gemara sticks it in here. It's a pasuk. Such a style. Listen, you're some innocent guy. You gave some Ada. No. You're not so innocent. Why? We'll see in a minute why not. Now, we've got the whole thing brightly here about Eidim Zomim. E Amrit L'Yudei Torah, if the whole purpose of Muad is to tap the owner on the shoulder and let him know, by the way, your animal is here by a Muad. Shapir. This whole price is good. Ela E Amrit L'Yudei Gavra, but if the whole thing is to make the, give the man advance notice, give the owner advance notice, help him do the Shmira, Limur Hanach Kamoi, let the first two pairs of Eidim say, what do you want from us? Anan mihavi yadana debasa shloshi yomi atzahani umyadilu. We knew that the next day another pair is going to come, another pair is going to come. How do we know? We didn't know that. According to Yehuda, it has to be on three separate days. We came in on a Monday morning to give aids. How do we know it's going to happen on Tuesday and Wednesday? Why are we paying nefesh shalim? Right? Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, Amar Rav Ashi says, Amrisu l'shmaisa kamed Rav Kahana, I said this over in front of Kahana of Amarli, and he said to me, Ulu yudei tor minicha? And does it even make sense if you hold that the purpose of Mu'ud is just to inform the owner? Is it still good? V'limr hanach basrai, let the third pair say, Anan, menoya dinan dechol dekai beidina lasudi betorah kasi. How do we know what went on? I said before that the Eidim do know what goes on. But how do they know? Anan l'chuvi gavra, palgenes kina asyim. We came just to give Eidus. We came to give Eidus on one event. What are you doing? You're turning me into an Eid Zoman to be an Ezek Shalim? I don't know these people. So we said, if you hold this because to give the owner a heads up, it's a problem. Even if you hold it to give the ox a heads up, it's a problem. What do we know from these other people? Says the Gemara, no, the Kamakarzi Ramuze. No, they were wicked to each other. Of course they're one big plot. They're wicked to each other. What? Rav Ashi says, Kishabar Ritzufim. They showed up in the same taxi. All the Eidim got out. Oh, I didn't know that they were... What do you mean? You came here together. You came here together. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Bimakirin Bal Hashar. Now, we know who the owner is, but V'ein Mekirin Es Hashar. But we don't know which ox it is. In other words, what does that mean? We know we saw damage. We don't know which ox it was, but we know it was his ox. Which means, we're coming to make him into a Mu'ud. Because if it's a Tam, you have to know which ox it is, because a Tam only pays Migufo. A Mu'ud pays from the bank account. So we don't know which one it is. That one we don't know, but we know it's his. Therefore, he's Chayav Mu'ud. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. El Hechim Yadile. Right? Then how could they even give testimony? So the Gemara says, the Amri Torah Nagachna Islach, it was your ox, it's for sure it was your ox, but Bikracha, in your flock, and Yibayalach, Lemtuwe Lukuli Bikra. You should have done better Shmira. So that only, right? So in other words, it's a big shiloh. It's only chatzi eidah. It's a big shiloh. What this means exactly. But putting it aside, that means of course they came together. Of course they came together. Says Rashi, all these three answers only answer if the purpose is for the ox. If the purpose is to give the owner shmirah, what do you mean they're winking to each other? They're not even there on the same day. It has to be three consecutive days. If the purpose is to give the owner a heads up, he can do a better shmira. What do you mean they showed up in the same taxi? They came in on three consecutive days. What do you mean that they came to say the Mu'ud? How'd the first two Eidus get there? You can't say that by the first two. It has to be that they said, that's the ox. Oh, because otherwise the first two is only a Tam. Says Rashi, it's impossible. It's impossible to learn this any other way. It's only going on the case of informing the ox, and that must be the halacha. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, no, it's possible to dream up scenarios where they could come on three consecutive days and there's still one big plot. But Rashi makes a lot of sense. Right? Rashi makes a lot of sense. And anyway, Tosfos can only explain the third case where they show up and just say, in other words, they could say, the first pair could say, that's the ox. Chatzinezer. Second pair says on the next day, hey, that's the ox. And on the third day, the third pair will say, it's one of those. So then why would it be the Safek, Hamosi, Yechel, Raya, Oli, Shiloh? Alright, so Tosfos has a way, tries to finagle, to get it to be that it could be really a plot. But the first two answers, how can you say it's a plot? They're winking to each other, they're not there on the same day. So that's okay. Next, Ibayalahu. Hamashasik kalbo shel chaveru bechaveru. If you incite, right? Rashi quotes this week's parsha on the by the mark of Orov, right? Rashi then says hamashasa. The animals were incited against you, against the Mitzriim. Hamashasik kalbo shel chaveru bechaveru. If you incite one dog, a dog of Reuven, you're Shimon. You incite Reuven's dog to attack Levi. Mahu. Mishase vade potter. The insider is for sure potter. Why is he for sure potter? Because he's a grummer. I didn't do any damage. I got the dog to do the damage. I'm potter for that. But Balkel of Mai. What about the owner of the dog? Me and Marian, do we say, Matsi Amale, the owner could say, Mai Avidinale. What do I do? What do you want from me? You got my dog to be wild? Oh, Dilbo, maybe no. I'm really like, you know you have a dog has vicious propensities. You know your dog's a wild dog. Lo Ibai Lach Lashui. You should have watched it better. You're letting Shimon go in there to get the dog out? What are you doing? So Amar of Zeira Tashma. Tam. The Tam. When does an animal become back into a Tam? Sheyotinopis Mishamishim Bovei Eino Nogeh. When the children are playing, they would ask. It doesn't bother them. Ha Nogeh. What if it would bother them? Chayev. You'd be Chayev, no? Would the owner of the ox be Chayev? Amar Bai who said, Mikitoni Nogeh Chayev? Does it say that the owner is Chayev? No. Dilma maybe. Ha Nogeh. Had he gored, we'll have a tam. He won't revert back into a tam, the animal. He can't revert back into a tam. Why not? Because he's gored. But ubahi negicha lo b'chayev. But we're not going to make the owner chayev for that. Get the children. What are the children doing there? If the children would be bothering the ox, they wouldn't attack them. And toshma, let's try again. She's about a kelev. If you incite a dog, she's about a nachash. She's incite a snake. Potter, you're potter. My love, potter mishase. Obviously, the insider's potter. Why? Because it's a grumma. I didn't do any damage. The snake did. But v'chayev bal kelev. Maybe the owner of the dog or the owner of the snake is going to be chayev. The man says, lo, ain't a potter af ha-mishase. Even the mishase's potter. For sure, the owner's potter. So we don't have to worry about that. Amar rava imtim salam ha-mishase kalbo shel chaveru bechaveru chayev. If you want to say the owner of the animal's chayev, if I incite the dog to attack Reuven, right? I'm not chayev because I just said grumma. But the owner's chayev. But shitzihu ba'atzmo potter. If you incite the animal yourself, then of course the owner is going to be potter. My time, why? Because kol hamashanu ba'achar v'shinabo potter. If there's a case where there's going to be a patur or a chiyuv, and you go ahead and meddle, then the owner is going to be potter. For example, amaler papa l'rava, ifra mishrei de Rish Lakish kavasach. There's a similar idea like Rish Lakish said. The amar Rish Lakish, shtei paris b'rishut rabim. Two animals walking down the street b'rishut rabim. Echas revutza, one's lying there, which is not a normal thing. It's an unusual thing. V'achas mahalechas, the other one's walking. Ubata mahalechas b'revutza. The walking one kicked the lying one. Fatura, you know what? You're putter. Why? Because by lying down, you've created a very unusual situation. You can't fault the owner of the ox for the ox's damage in unusual situations. The other way around, revutza b'mahaleches, but if the one lying down kicked the one walking, chayabas, you're going to be chayav. Why? Because it's very normal to walk. So by kicking the walking animal, you've done a normal thing. You're chayav. Amalei, what do you mean? He says back, I would have held both chayiv. Anabahi chiyuvi mechayva. I would have held both chayiv. Damrinan lei, because we'll say, ki ezach meshusa, letzagi, letzgaya lei. You have permission to walk. You have permission to walk down the street. Libyute ki be leslach meshusa. What, you have permission to kick? In other words, I agree in theory with this idea that if you meddle with the animal, yes, if you go bother that snake and the snake bites you, you can't blame the owner. What are you doing? But I don't agree with that. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, I wouldn't agree with that. You have the permission to walk down the street. You can go, animal can go kicking because someone else did a mistake. Someone else let his animal lie down against the norms of the street. You're going to be puffed if you kick it? That doesn't make any sense. So they have a machlokas in the geder of this rule. But by the snake, everybody would agree the rule is true. You go and bother a guy's snake, and the snake bites you. You can't sue the owner of the snake. What are you bothering with the snake for? You're making a Moshe situation, the owner's going to be puffed. In the street, that's a different story, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's my focus. Okay, we'll leave it here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.